Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back. Noli Dirtbags closing in on the Midsummer Classic. We'll talk about that a little bit. Obviously, it's going to be going on next Wednesday when we're doing the recording. So we'll talk about it tonight and have to follow up in a couple of weeks, probably more on it. Dirtbags, give our thoughts and opinions of it. But this Sunday, we've got the MLB draft going on day one. Too many things to talk about there or whatever and that stuff. But again, we'll touch base on it as well tonight. And, you know, so many exciting players coming in. And it just seems like more and more the rounds get deeper every year. If you're out there and you're listening and you are one of those players, you know one of the players, we wish you nothing but the best of luck during the draft process. We can know how daunting and nerve-wracking the whole process is and stuff like that, but what an exciting time of year for you if you're a young lad looking for MLB aspirations. That's the bottom line. So, and of course, we're going to talk about the Toronto Blue Jays. They unfortunately lost today 2-1, but on a 10-0 run prior to that, taking over first place in the AL. Just playing amazing baseball. Again, every playoff team, every championship teams, you're going to have runs like that during the season. So let's see where it's going to go from here moving forward. But they're certainly riding high. And if you're Blue Jays fans out there, Dirtbags, we know you're it's been a long time, 2015, 2016 before that. And even their overall record is back to 1993, basically when they won the back end of back-to-back World Series. So exciting times in Toronto, exciting times if you're a Blue Jays fan. So the bottom line, though, Dirtbags, a ton to talk about as there is every single week. So before we do get going, we can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, being a part of the show, spreading the message. If you're a serviceman and women out there, we cannot thank you enough for doing what you do each and every single day so we can do what we do here, Nolan, myself, and the rest of the Dirtbags, and that's be a part of baseball as a player, a parent, a fan, a coach, maybe a grandparent even. I don't know. But in any facet, from amateur to high school to college to the MLB and everything across the board, across the world. You know what it is. It's about getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty every single day. So settle in, get your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us. So we're going to be right back here after the break.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. And enjoy a sales tax holiday in Mississippi. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $15. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
All right, Takis fans. Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what topic, what highlight, where are you starting tonight?
Yeah, let's talk about two opposite ends of the spectrum of a game last night. Of two games last night, I should say. Obviously, two inside the park home runs happened last night. Lawrence Butler for the Sacramento Athletics, first Athletic in 82 years to have a leadoff inside the park home run. Then Patrick Bailey out at Oracle Park in San Francisco, a walk-off three-run inside the park home run. Obviously, like I said, two different games. San Francisco was playing Philadelphia, and the Athletics, they were up against... Why am I drawing a blank on it here? Sorry. They were up against Atlanta, sorry. The Atlanta Braves. Absolute trouncing of them. Athletics end up putting up three home runs right in the first inning. And then, yeah, obviously, Patrick Bailey hits the walk-off off of Jordan Romano. Philly fans, I mean, they got to be very disappointed. Like, don't get me wrong. Romano obviously has pitched a little bit better over the stretch run, but certainly just status quo for the Philadelphia bullpen. Over the last 7 years? 8 years? It's been a while anyways, where it seems like pretty much every time they run out a different guy, the back end of the bullpen always seems to be choking away games. Don't know what Philly's going to do. Obviously, right now they're in a playoff spot. They got to try and figure out how to get a relief pitcher that can actually finish out games for them. I think Romano with Toronto was a fine closer. He's definitely shown moments where he's looked great in Philadelphia, but he's also shown moments like this where basically all of a sudden he'll just implode and be a liability to the team. So, I mean, you're looking at it, right? April, obviously, he kind of stunk. And then, yeah, May and June, he started to right the ship a little bit again. But, I mean, past couple outings, not necessarily great for Romano. Going to be interesting to see what Philadelphia does over the next couple weeks before the deadline.
I have heard that Dombrowski's talking to the Pittsburgh Pirates about Bednar and Santana. So it'll be interesting to see if anything comes to fruition there. But back to your Sacramento with Lawrence Butler. It really is surprising that it's been that long. Like, you'd think Ricky Henderson would have had one of his home runs in there to lead off a game with the mount that he's had, right? That's wow. That's pretty interesting for sure. And then, of course, Patrick Bailey, you don't expect him to be running an inside the park home run or whatever, and especially a legitimate one. So, hey,
I don't know if you saw the highlight of it, Kirk, or not, but the carom that it took off of the top of the bricked wall out there at Oracle Park, like he went deep right center into Triples Alley, and that kick that it took off of the fence just went 30 miles past Brandon Marsh. Like they had literally no chance of even making a play on him at home. Like it looked like Ichiro Suzuki way back in the All-Star game when they were down in San Francisco hitting the inside the park home run there. It was a carom, that's for sure. But either way, jumping over to the next bit of news for the past week, Yankees DFAing DJ LeMahieu with $22 million left on his contract. There's a lot of players out there that should be DFA'd. There's a few teams that have the money to just eat a $22 million contract. DJ LeMahieu, obviously, bit of a liability, but you got to assume that this means that the Yankees are either close to acquiring a third baseman or have someone lined up to come in and play third base. Because obviously LeMahieu getting out of there, it's going to free up Jazz Chisholm at second base, because Jazz Chisholm has just been, well, the whole left side of the infield for the Yankees has been atrocious. Like Volpe, I don't even know what you do with Volpe. He might be, like, I just don't know if you can even send him back to the minors. Like you need to do something with him. And then, yeah, obviously Chisholm has just been a complete liability at third base. Obviously, the bat's still there, so you got to keep him in the lineup, put him at second base now that LeMahieu's gone. But truthfully, I'm kind of surprised that they didn't just try rotating those two around. I get LeMahieu's not a plus third baseman. He's a little bit long in the tooth now, but still, it's like $22 million to just eat that contract. I guess that's why they're the Yankees.
Yeah, absolutely, right. I agree. It's got to be a matter of days. Maybe they'll wait until after the All-Star break. I'm not just sure, whatever. But to give them, what, a week basically to see if they can trade for LeMahieu, that's not going to happen. I just can't see it happening, because the last couple of years he's been on the back end. He's 37 years old or whatever, and that playoff teams I don't think are going out and getting him. And why would you go out and get him even if you're not a playoff team, right? That's not the guy you're looking at. You're looking at trading, getting close to the deadline, obviously. So if you're on the trading, selling side of things, you're getting them out, bringing the kids up. So I think that's all she wrote, unfortunately, for DJ LeMahieu. And it's hard to believe, man. 2019, he wins batting crown with Colorado Rockies. 2020, he signs with the Yankees, wins a back-to-back, at that time, the only guy in the modern era until Luis Arraez did it. Batting titles with National League and American League. So, yeah, there you go.
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if LeMahieu went back to Colorado. That's just a move that makes a lot of sense to me. Like, don't get me wrong. Obviously, he's going to clear the waivers. He's going to do all that stuff, sign the league minimum with Colorado, just so that way he, like, I got to assume Colorado doesn't have a complete you-know-what of an ownership group. Like LeMahieu, as far as I know, he was good to Colorado. Obviously, oh, sure, well liked sure. there. Like, he was a fantastic player. Like you said, won a batting title, was an all-star, was a part of good teams there in Colorado. Right? So it would not surprise me in the slightest if Colorado ends up re-signing him. Like, what in the grand scheme of things, it's not like he's going to hurt Colorado. So you might as well let him go back for the end of the year, send him off properly, let him do his farewell tour with the Rockies. Like, obviously, I'm not saying like a true farewell tour. I'm just saying let him get his last kicks in with the Colorado Rockies, help some of their young kids, try and be a good veteran leader, and you just move on after this year. Because like you said, unfortunately, it seems like the writing's on the wall. But that's what I'd do if I was Monfort down there in Colorado.
Yeah, no, that's a good thought process or whatever. And yeah, maybe they do that. Maybe they do that because they're not getting that veteran leadership out of Chris Bryant. Is he still in Colorado?
apparently he's still on the IL. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard too much of him. But some more news, obviously. Tyler Glasnow, reactivated off the injured list. They sent Alexis Diaz down to the minors. Alexis Diaz was obviously acquired earlier this season. Everybody kind of thought, oh yeah, well, the Dodgers are getting him. He's going to be a great back end of the bullpen guy. Showed flashes there a couple years ago with Cincinnati, but obviously never recaptured the heights of what he was a couple years ago when he first broke out with the Reds. So basically, I guess his career will need to pick up somewhere else. But yeah, I mean, Tyler Glasnow obviously coming back, that's a huge boost for the Dodgers. That being said, how long is he going to last? Like, that's been the issue.
He was on the bump today against Milwaukee. Milwaukee ended up winning 3-2. And how many innings did he go? Let me just look it up here, Dirtbags.
I think it was 5.
We'll find it out. Did he get through 5? Okay. All right, then. So there you go. I mean, again.
Yeah, but I'm still just saying, though, he's an often injured player. Like, unfortunately, at this stage in his career, he's just, I don't know, a ticking time bomb. I don't know if that's the right thing to say. When healthy, obviously, fantastic pitcher. We've seen him for years where he's been Cy Young caliber pitcher. It's a matter of him staying healthy. And the Dodgers got to hope for the remainder of the season he's healthy, because that's a huge boost. That's their trade acquisition piece that they're getting back for the front end of that rotation.
Well, 100%. Yeah, he went 5 innings, 2 hits, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts today. So against the Milwaukee Brewers, I mean, it's not a bad start. See where it goes from there. But like you said, yeah, those guys, you kind of count and just count the days until they're back on the IL again. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break with the standings.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, time for the standings going into the All-Star break. How are we looking?
So, yeah, we'll start out with the AL West this week. You get Houston Astros 55-37, Seattle Mariners 48-43, Texas Rangers 45-47, Los Angeles Angels 44-47, Sacramento Athletics 38-55. Basically, every team playing 500 ball pretty much over their last 10. Houston, Seattle 6-4, Texas Athletics 5-5, and the Athletics are, and the Angels are 4-6. Not too much really changing there. Julio Rodriguez obviously got named an All-Star. That one makes zero sense to me. Zero sense. No disrespect. But this is what I said about the All-Star game last week. Like, obviously it's the fans voting and stuff like that. But with all due respect, like, I'm just not a fan of some of these players getting voted in that got voted in.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, Nolan. I think it's just, it's dumb. It's bad for baseball. I mean, when Julio Rodriguez was getting voted in, he was deserving of it. I mean, the last few years, he's been the face of the Mariners. He's been rolling. Obviously, that's Cal Raleigh this year and stuff like that. The pitchers, it's tough to put one of them in other than Luis Castillo being the one mainstay regular for them. That's about it. So I agree with you. There's another one that we're going to talk about getting voted into the All-Star game that I don't agree with either and stuff like that, even though he's having a good year. But we'll talk about him later on. So, but back to the AL West. You're right. I mean, it seems like every week we talk right now, Astros are gaining one or two games. And so I don't understand. Like, Seattle has to, I get it. Their pitchers have been down. Logan Gilbert, that's his second or third time through the rotation. Looking pretty good coming back. Wu still looks pretty good. Kirby's looking good. But at the end of the day, they gotta get into the playoffs this year. I cannot imagine their fans being okay if they do not make the playoffs this year. It's that simple.
Yeah, no, I agree wholeheartedly with you. Like, obviously, the past couple of years, they've been knocking on the door for the playoffs. They have the pitching staff to get into the playoffs. They just need to get into the playoffs for the sanity of some of their fans. Like, you can't waste that rotation again. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, Logan Gilbert has not come back from injury and looked like his old self. But still, yeah, like you said, George Kirby's still pitching good. Brian Wu is still pitching good. Luis Castillo obviously pitching good for him. Like, there's just, I don't know what to say. You don't want to waste the season that the big dumpers having. It's pretty much what I'm trying to get at. And right now, they're just not being consistent enough, 1-9 through that lineup to provide enough of a spark. So obviously, they're going to have to go out there and get some offense. But jumping over to the American League Central, obviously, your Detroit Tigers 59-34, Kansas City Royals 45-48, Minnesota Twins 44-47, Cleveland Guardians 42-48, Chicago White Sox 31-62, Detroit in their last 10, 8-2, Kansas City 6-4, Minnesota's 5-5, Cleveland's 2-8, and the Chicago White Sox are 4-6. Not much really to say there.
No, nothing has changed from last week or whatever what we talked about, right? It's not going to be like last year. It's not going to be like 2024 at all, where 3-4 teams are in the playoff hunt. They're just not playing good baseball. They don't deserve to be there. They don't look good as teams. It's as simple as that, other than the Detroit Tigers. So, and that's the bottom line. Tarek Skubal keeps rolling. Mr. Green got into the All-Star game, and Javier Baez. For me, great little nice year for Baez. Super happy that he's doing something for the Detroit Tigers. At the end of the day, is there better outfielders that are more deserving to be in the All-Star game? I believe there is. A great story, but he doesn't have the at-bats like the other players. He's just having a nice bounce back year, and that's about it. Nothing spectacular that says, oh my God, it's an All-Star caliber bounce back year.
Is that actually what he got voted in as, was an outfielder?
Yeah.
Oh my, yeah. Yeah, that goes to show you where the All-Star voting's at. Jumping over to the Yeah, no, like, don't get me wrong. Judge obviously deserves to be there. Riley Green absolutely deserves to be there. Byron Buxton absolutely deserves to be there as the starting outfielder, in my opinion, in the American League.
Yeah.
That should be your starting three. I don't think it's... Obviously, I'm probably missing someone out there. That's my personal three that I'd go with, but...
Well, look at George Springer if he got hot a little bit earlier, too.
That's it. He's been fantastic for the better part of the last month, really. Like, he's been he's been the $25 million guy that they signed. That's for sure. But jumping over to the American League East, speaking of George Springer and the Toronto Blue Jays, like you mentioned off the top, obviously they lost today 2-1 to the Chicago White Sox, ending their 10-game win streak. But still, 54-39, first place in the division. New York Yankees, 50-41. Tampa Bay Rays, 49-43. Boston Red Sox, 48-45. Baltimore Orioles, 40-50. Baltimore just keeps climbing, man. That's a team that's not Jackson that's not Holiday. Giving up. Jackson Holiday has been amazing. Gunnar Henderson is... Yeah, Gunnar Henderson, I'm sorry, with all due respect, over the last year, he has not been the first half of last season Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
And like they need to get some of those other guys going, obviously, there in Baltimore. But, like, I mean, you're looking at it, and their record continues to climb up the win percentage-wise. Still 12.5 back of the Jays. But, 6-4 in their last 10. Boston's 8-2 in their last 10. Tampa Bay's 3-7. Yankees 3-7. And the Toronto Blue Jays are 9-1 in their last 10. Obviously, for those that didn't see, this one made me laugh. Michael Kay and Jamie Campbell, two broadcasters for the Yankees and the Toronto Blue Jays, obviously went back and forth. Michael Kay, don't know what the full scope of what he said was, and I really wish that I heard what the full scope of what he said was. Obviously, there was just some tweets out there basically saying Michael Kay said Toronto Blue Jays don't deserve to be in first place. And I guess he went into depth with it, just saying, like, run differential wise and the whole nine yards, how the Jays are only 20 runs plus, and yet they're 15 games over 500, where the Yankees are 102 runs plus, and they're 9 games over 500, 3 back of the Jays. But, I mean, the Yankees have just been playing ho-hum baseball, like we've said, for the better part of, 2.5 months?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they got too many pieces right now. When they got Stanton back, they're having to do rotation of Dominguez and Goldie and who else?
Ballinger.
Grisham.
And Grisham. Grisham.
When he is in the lineup, he's hit the home run. It's just, it's craziness. It looks like a nice thing, but the crazy thing with how many games they give off professional players now or whatever, and that, you know it. You've got to apply. You've got to be able to play regularly. To take that before, let it go and get right back out there and go 2-for-4 the next day. But when you take an 0-for-4 and you got to sit on the bench for a game and then get back in, that's a huge difference. I don't care. So the Yankees just... It's almost like they have too many riches on the end right now.
Sorry for some of the technical difficulties out there, Dirtbags. We're not quite sure what's going on tonight weather-wise, but obviously it's affecting Kirk a little bit. What he was just saying there was Trent Grisham, how he's basically been hot, and then he'll ride the pines and just mismanagement from Aaron Boone's standpoint. So, jumping over to the NL West. You get the Los Angeles Dodgers, 56-38. San Francisco Giants, 51-42. San Diego Padres, 49-42. Arizona Diamondbacks, 45-47. Colorado Rockies, 21-71. Dodgers, 4-6 in their last 10, including a 6-game losing streak after getting swept by the Brewers today. Giants, 6-4. San Diego, 5-5. Arizona, 4-6. Colorado, 3-7. Pretty lackluster division, but obviously San Francisco just bringing out good bats against Philadelphia, minus today's game, obviously. Justin Verlander, not necessarily hit around too hard, but hit hard enough. Bryce Harper, good to see him finally having a good game again. Because, obviously he's been slumping a little bit, but he was 3-for-4 last I checked in today's game. San Diego still holding on to that wild card spot. And, basically tough division right now, but still Dodgers to lose. Jumping over to the Nash.
Yeah, I just don't.
Sorry. Go ahead, Kirk.
I was just going to say, yeah, exactly. I agree with you. It's just nothing changes in that division, it seems like, right now. They just seem to be all just playing great baseball, and then they just suck. It's got to be frustrating if you're fans, to be quite honest. There's just no consistency throughout that. So, it's a very bewildering division right now.
Jumping over to the National League Central, you get the Chicago Cubs 54-37, Milwaukee Brewers 53-40, St. Louis Cardinals 49-43, Cincinnati Reds 46-46, Pittsburgh 38-55. Cubs and Brewers 6-4 in their last 10, St. Louis and Pittsburgh 5-5 in their last 10, and the Cincinnati Reds 3-7 in their last 10. Pittsburgh obviously was looking pretty hot there for a couple of series, beating the Mets, beating the Cardinals, sweeping both of those, but now on a 5-game losing streak. Reds on a 4-game losing streak. Andrew Abbott, though, I got to tip my cap, obviously deserved to be an all-star. I don't think he needed to be a reservation all-star. That's for sure. That guy has had a fantastic season. Milwaukee, Mizorowski, the young kid that they called up, obviously, about a month ago, facing Kershaw there for the first time. And he even said after the game, I hope I put my name in on the map with some of the starting pitchers that he's seen.
Yeah, absolutely, and stuff like that. So I agree with you. The Cubbies are just playing ho-hum. They're almost like the National League West, the way they're playing. And yes, they're 6-4 over the last 10, but there's nothing really jumping out and intriguing me about them. And the rest of the division just hasn't closed ground on them. So they just got to get things really humming down the stretch after the All-Star break.
And finally,
wrap it up with the NL East.
Yeah, finally, the National League East. The New York Mets, Philadelphia Phillies, both 53-39. Philly's going to win today, so they'll be 54-39. Miami, 42-48. Atlanta, 39-51. Washington, 37-54. But Dirtbags will be right back here after the break for the curtain call questions.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, where'd you get that dress? Tell me all your makeup secrets. Or, ooh, my husband needs that polo in every color. Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth?
At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the Trick and Call questions. So thank you for sending them in to us. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And Nolan and myself will try our very best to get them on a show. And if it is a personal one, as you always have our guarantee, we will reach back to you personally and discuss it as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, whatever it is. We'll do our very best to help you navigate this wild and crazy and fun and everything else baseball journey. So, all right, Nolan, this one coming in hot off the press. Nationals fans aren't sure what to do. The dirtbags out there that are believers in Washington, you're coming up on trade deadline. Over the last weekend, they let Rizzo and Mr. Davey Martinez go. What is your thoughts? They want to know, was it just the way they were playing? Or was there maybe discontent with over the draft pick, with the draft coming up? Rizzo hits twice, Harper and Strasburg. He's got to be loving life. He's had it since December. So they want to know your opinion.
And even the Juan Soto trade that Rizzo made a couple years ago, obviously it's tough to part ways with a guy that was potentially face of the franchise, wasn't willing to sign $400+ million at that point in time on the long-term deal, whatever the final numbers ended up, we'll never know, but obviously he wasn't willing to sign it. Rizzo made the most of that trade. He gets back James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, CJ Abrams. All of them are having success. Robert Hassel obviously called up at earlier this season, had a little bit of success while he was up in the bigs. Nothing substantial, obviously, but still, you're looking at that. You trade a guy for three minor leaguers and Mackenzie Gore, and all three minor leaguers end up being hits. James Woods, obviously, is in the home run derby. He's an all-star. The whole nine yards, right? Kids looked fantastic. CJ Abrams, once again, having a great year. Mackenzie Gore looks like the real deal. So, I mean, for the fact for them just to fire Rizzo there, that one kind of shocked me. I'm not going to sit here and lie. Davey Martinez, obviously, I figured that they'd have a little bit more class than that and let him ride out the season and then part ways during the offseason. But obviously, I mean, you said it best and you said it off air there just before we hopped on here when we were reading the questions. So I got to give you credit for this, Kirk, but you even said it. Obviously, there has to be a difference in who they wanted to pick at one. So I got to imagine that was a pretty big factor. Obviously, Davey was Rizzo's guy. So I feel like Mike DiBartolo, who's the new interim general manager, he must have something that basically ownership said, hey, listen, we're drafting this guy. And pretty much, if you want to stick around as general manager of the team, here you go. This is who we're picking. So whether it's Ethan Holliday or Cade Anderson, I'm not 100% sure. It sounds like Anderson has leapfrogged Ethan Holliday as the number one on some outlets and obviously vice versa on other outlets. Don't know exactly what's going to happen. Now, I do like Cade Anderson's makeup. I think he's going to be an immediate big leaguer type of deal. Like, I can't see him needing too much seasoning down in the minor leagues, if you get what I'm saying, right? Like, the kid looks polished. He looks ready. Obviously, he diced at LSU. Kid looks fantastic. Ethan Holliday had a bit of an up and down year according to all the scouts and everything like that. But still, I mean, Ethan Holliday, 6'4", obviously dad's Matt, brother's Jackson, both either big leaguers or former big leaguer now at this point in time for Matt Holliday, but prodigious family in baseball circles, obviously. So it's going to be a toss of the coin, but I was very stunned to see that over the past weekend that, yeah, they ended up removing both of those guys from their jobs like this close to the All-Star game and draft.
Yeah, you got to be pretty happy if you're Perryman Nation coming behind the Nationals. I mean, you're sitting pretty with either of those kids, right? Like you said, I mean, the Anderson one's interesting, the fact that, you know, now you got Mackenzie Gore and Anderson potentially, if they go with him, two stud lefties, which never hurts anybody. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see that one. But yeah, you threw me off when I missed the firing of those two guys. So when you let me know, Nolan, and the question came in, Dirtbags, from you national fans, so thank you for sending that in to us. I was like, what the heck? That was the first thing that came to my mind. They're not letting Rizzo go or whatever, and he's not stepping away from that opportunity unless there was a really heavy disagreement on things. So, and then Davey Martinez remaining the manager could have been the other factor in that as well. So I'll finish off on this. You got to be pretty excited, Nolan, if you're any team in the draft this year. I mean, that draft is just deeper and deeper every year. I don't think you're going too wrong in the number one position with any team out of the first round. And probably well into the third round, really. I know again, there's never a guarantee, but boy, when you look through those kids, the pedigree, the background on those kids, there is a lot of depth in this year's draft.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong there. That's for sure. It's definitely a deeper class, I feel like, than in years past. Certainly not the like upper echelon prospect, the clear cut number one, like there has been in the past couple of years. But still, though, I'm very happy with kind of how this year's class is going to look. I think, yeah, there's going to be quite a few kids. Obviously, the Los Angeles Angels, whoever they draft, they'll be calling them up probably 2 days after the draft is over. Let's be honest. Perry's sitting at two. He knows who he wants, and if it ends up being Cade Anderson, he's going to slide him right in behind Yusei Kikuchi and say, here you go, buddy.
So, yeah, and trade Tyler Anderson, or he goes with the three lefties.
Yeah, exactly.
Three-headed horse.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, you're loving it if you're going to the California Angels, for sure. I mean, it's just an automatic. So let's go ahead, and the Dirtbags, they want to know, you got any predictions, since it'll already have happened on Monday night? Who's your home run winner this year, Nolan? Does the big dumper get it done, or does he put too much pressure?
Honestly, the thing that I think I'm most afraid of for the people watching the Home Run Derby, and I own him on my fantasy team, I know I'm scared. I got to be honest with you. Byron Buxton joining the Derby, that one actually does scare me. Just because of the injury history, man. I'm sitting there like, this poor guy, if he makes it out of the first round, he's got to take... Do they still have the four-minute formats? Is that the way that it is still? I can't remember.
As far as I know, it's still that way.
I can't remember if they changed it or not. But either way, that's a heck of a lot of swings for him. Like, if he's got to go for 4 minutes, yeah, like that's it. He's got the power. Obviously, he hit one 472. I think is his long on the year. It's in the 470s. I know that. So, like, don't get me wrong. He's got the power to obviously get him those bonus balls and whatnot. But I'm just sitting there looking at it. Big dumper. It's going to be interesting to see what he does. Obviously, we've seen switch hitters in the past, Jose Ramirez, Adley Rutschman, guys like that, that have switched sides in between rounds. That'll be an interesting one to see if he does it. Pete Alonso obviously did not participate, but truthfully, I think James Wood is probably going to be victorious by next Monday during the Derby and everything like that. I just like the look of this guy's swing. He's got the easy power, and it's line drive swings. He's not doing anything fancy. I don't think he needs to really drop and drive in order to hit a home run. Like, you've seen it all year. He's got the opposite field power. He's got the pull side power. Atlanta's not an easy park to put it out of, but still, it's going to be one of those ones where I think realistically, he's just got the swing for this year's Derby, in my opinion.
Okay. There you have it, Dirtbags. Great question. Great talk. Here's another one coming in about the Midsummer Classic based off of last week's show, Nolan. They understand that you like the old school rules. You wish the game counted for the World Series still. So what are you more excited about now that we are in July? Are you more excited for the All-Star game or to see what happens with the trade deadline?
Trade deadline, 100%.
100% National League, American League.
They're
just across the board.
Yeah. I don't know. The thing is, when I look at the National League, I look at the starters, and the starters are better than the American League, in my opinion. But, I mean, I know that they're only really playing about 3-4 innings anyways, and then they get pulled out. American League has a nice little bench, but I'm still going to say National League.
Okay. What about the trade deadline? What do you think? Who's some big players? Let's not talk about all those little fillers. Is somebody fire up on Sandy Alcantara?
So, obviously, that's a name that everybody's kind of wanting to see. Nolan Arenado, another name that people are wanting to see what the Cardinals do. Obviously, the Cardinals are still in the wild card hunt. That being said, do I think that they're a playoff team? No, but have they proved me wrong all year? Yes. Do I think Ollie Marmol's probably going to win a Manager of the Year award for it? Yes. But Nolan Arenado he's going to be a name to watch. Ryan Helsley, obviously a name to watch, depending on what the Cardinals do in the next couple of weeks. But, I mean, I think probably the biggest get, namesake-wise, would be Sandy Alcantara. That being said, production-wise, he has not lived up to those expectations. So I got to say the biggest get, as crazy as it is to say, would probably be Ryan O'Hearn. He's a guy that's hitting over 300. He's the all-star with the Baltimore Orioles this year. He's had a fantastic season. OPS over 800. 310 average or something like that now. Double-digit home runs, 40-plus RBIs. Good DH first base option, provides a lefty stick that I think quite a few teams in the playoffs need. So I think he's probably going to be the biggest air quotations, no name production wise guy out there. Alcantara, I think he's going to be a Cub. Keep an eye on Hayes. I think he's either going to be a Cub, Yankee, or Dodger.
Really? Hayes. That's an interesting call.
Gold glove caliber defense, man. That's it. You can bat him in the 8-9 hole on any of those teams. Tigers, Yankees, yeah, I mean, Cubs, no problem. You bat him in the 8-9 hole, let him work his glove.
It is surprising. I was looking at him just the other day in fantasy league, Nolan, and Dirtbags, and it's just hard to believe how much he's fallen off offensively. And when he first came up those first 2-3 years, how good he looked across the board, offensively and defensively. But hey, you know what? That's baseball. That's the toughness of it. So we talked about it last week. Are the Arizona Diamondbacks one of those teams that is caught in the middle, Nolan? Are they going to swing Suarez? Are they going to swing Naylor? Do they swing both? Do they mix in Gallen? Do they mix in Carroll? Or are they just that team that's just, they're caught?
That's a great question, honestly. 5.5 out of a wild card right now. So theoretically, they're not out of it. They got to catch up to two teams in their division. San Diego's a game back in the wild card. If I'm Arizona, do I look at it and think I'm better than San Diego? No. Do I look at it and think I'm better than San Francisco? Probably not. I don't know. San Francisco is a questionable one. Do I have them as the third wild card spot team still? No. But, I mean, they are. So what do I know? Milwaukee, they're better. Philadelphia and the Mets, they're tied, obviously. So right now, they're in the first wild card spot. I'm looking at it. If I'm Arizona, I'm trading Naylor. Naylor's had a heck of a season. I get that you traded for him in the offseason to replace Christian Walker. Worked out perfectly, right? I don't think he brings the same defense, but he certainly hasn't been a liability down there. Hitting 290, I believe, still. Double-digit homers. Good RBI, good production from the left side. OPS right around 800. There's a lot to like with Naylor. A lot to like with Suarez. Obviously brings the thump. I mean, that's a team that if I'm Arizona and I'm smart, trade these guys. They're in walk years. Get what you can for them. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here with the final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought, obviously, this comes from a different podcast, but I mean, for those that probably have heard by now, Will the Thrill Clark and Eric Burns talking on their podcast, I got to give them tons of credit because, gosh, I was laughing about this one. But Will the Thrill, obviously, for those that didn't see it, and he gave perfect reasoning for it. He's like, I was in San Francisco the weekend that Boston was in town post, obviously, Rafael Devers trade. Devers said, obviously, during his introductory press conference, hey, listen, I'm willing to play first base, right? So Will the Thrill's down there. Boston's dugout is right up the first base line there at Oracle Park. Devers is probably 20 feet away from teammates, so he doesn't end up coming out and doing ground balls. Will just said, hey, listen, I understand why he didn't do it then, but next time I'm in San Fran, I'm grabbing you by the neck, and used obviously explicitives. I'm grabbing you by the neck and pulling you over to first base, and we're going to work on first base defense. I just started dying of laughter when I saw the video. I was like, good for him, man. Like, honestly, if you said you're going to do it and you're going to try and help the team out, like, very few guys would you rather want to learn from than Will the Thrill. Obviously, tough player, but he was a dang good player back in the day.
Yeah, 100%. That's the Deuces Wild podcast with him and Burns, and it's always good. I love watching. I show a bunch of my kids over here in Germany, especially when Will's talking hitting and the mental side of it and just the do's and don'ts. I love the fact that he's one of these guys, old school, that has started speaking out against all the new stuff or whatever and that, and just saying, like, just stop. And he doesn't just bash on it, but he gets you to think mentally about what's right and what's wrong about what they're talking about. So I love it. I love it. I love his passion. And exactly right. Any dirtbag out there that's my age that knows Will Clark and watched him and saw him, they know. Toughest nails guy. Bottom line. So have a little respect for him, listen to him, and then Rafi Devers, if you're them, be at first base, or yeah, he probably will grab you by the back of the neck and drag you there. So Dirtbags, we cannot thank you enough for being a part of the nation. We cannot thank you enough for listening every week, Brent, allowing us to come into your homes. We live it, we die it, breathe it, everything else. So servicemen and women, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do so we can do what we do. So Dirtbags, have a fantastic All-Star break. Enjoy it. And unfortunately, it's that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.